OCN. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, UNO. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John.
Not only do we have a busy program today, but it's also Dumb Debates.
Dumb Debates! People can send us Dumb Debates with the hashtag Dumb Debates.
Yes, they can.
That's pretty cool.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
Or email.
I guess, on email too. Texting.
Yep. On Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone.
Welcome to the program. John, Josh,
hello.
And Nick. That's weird.
What happened?
Well, the camera's not turning back on.
That's not good.
Yeah.
This is not good.
What if you click the turn camera on button?
Well, there's not a turn camera on button. No.
It's the button that says turn on camera.
I see what you mean. This one.
There you go.
Why would it do that?
Yep, there you go.
Why would it do that? All right, now we're back.
Boom.
The thing is, I had to run out into the other room to go hook up the computer to print out
world famous charts. Look at that. We were just talking about it. We were just talking about charts in the crossover.
In color.
Mm-hmm.
In color.
And, oh, yeah.
Whoa. My charts are in color.
Yeah. That way, you know. Now, what sucks is in the Big East, like, what is it, eight of the 11 schools have blue as their primary color, I think, right?
Yep.
Nice.
Let's see. St. John's doesn't. Providence doesn't.
St. John's, Providence, and that's it, right? Everyone else has blue.
So it's 9 out of 11.
It's crazy.
I like charts.
That's so funny.
That have a shade of blue as their primary color.
Yeah, which is easy for, like,
there's no greens.
Yep.
You know, you got a red, a black, and all the others are blue.
I
yellows. Well, like, I mean, yellow's not usually a primary color.
It looks like we're similar in terms of, like, the numbers, or for you, it looks like your boxes where the numbers are.
Just names, numbers, stats? Is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, background, you know, background information on players.
Yep.
You know.
Numbers, stats.
The points per game, assists per game. You know,
I get real stupid because in the middle of the summer when I'm bored,
I
design stuff, so I have, like, official logos on there.
That's awesome.
That's cool,
John.
You know, John, can I pick a bone with, we probably have some SIDs listening to us. Why don't, and I know you go to a different stats page than I always do. You go to the official NCAA page, and I just need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Why do universities not give us assists per game? It blows my mind. I go to these sites and they have points per game.
Well, some
rebounds per game.
It depends on which.
But everyone that I use, because I go to Providence's website, Butler's website,
Creighton's website,
and no one does assists per game. It's assists. Why don't we want the average?
Well,
folks, we want the average.
The
no offense, any SIDs.
Depending
who may or may
on
not be listening.
Depending on the
service that they use.
Right.
Thank
depending
you for
on
your
which
service.
Which because I think there's two different.
Companies.
Anyway, there is a printout where they do where most schools have the assist per game on the box score.
Yeah, it's very odd.
I like your charts, guys. I think it'd be fun to fill them out.
Yeah, it is. As John said,
mainly it's just updating.
Yep. Yeah. That's the nice part about it. This part of the season for Creighton is like sweet. I just update the points per game. And because now we're in January and almost February, very little variance. So it's just adding or subtracting a few tenths of a point here, maybe a 2/10 of a rebound there, which is really nice.
It's dumb how cool that sounds to me. I like that.
I like it.
That's
neat. I think you have to enjoy the.
You want to learn about St. John's? There they are right there.
People talk all the time about process. Like you really have to care about the process. If you want the results that seemingly you want, I like the process of putting them together. I don't like the process of starting the charts, aka the first time I put together my soccer ones or even my basketball ones. Soccer ones, there's just so many more players. The first time stinks. After that, I really enjoy it. You know, there, because the first time you got to do it for both teams.
You don't have to update the scores that much, though.
There are a lot of times.
No, I have to put in all the info about the players.
That's fair.
There are a lot of times where that's what I'll do in like September. While I'm watching football, is I will go in through the, once the schedule is released. Now, obviously, I know all the Big East teams are going to play, and I always know that Nebraska's going
to. You start setting up the bones for all your teams then?
Sure.
For all the opponents?
Sure.
Well, that's a good idea. I should do
just,
that.
Just, yeah, you know, it's just one of those things. You sit there, and you might be watching like a college doublehead or college football Saturday or something. Nebraska's not playing, or there's not like a game where you're like, oh, man, I got to watch this. But I got my two TVs going, and it's on in the background, and it's right there. All I have to do is look up if something exciting happens.
Right
and,
there!
And, yeah, I'll start working on the bones. And part of the
guesswork... Because you don't have to do a million hours at one
part
point.
Part of the guesswork is figuring out, because... My charts, there's only room for 12 players on the first page.
So you got to figure out which of the 12 are actually
So which of the 12
it.
Are going to make the first page? And I'm happy to say, this year, I had a better hit percentage this year. I didn't have to go back in and make a lot of changes.
Awesome.
So.
Have you started doing your baseball stuff?
See, that's the thing.
Because the overlap of football basketball.
The overlap, it's tough to do. You're always in basketball season. And I have gone through a lot of different metamorphoses as with my baseball charts. My basketball charts have been pretty consistent for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But baseball, I've changed things up, you know. Basketball is, I think, the easiest sport to prep for.
Dude, not a ton of players.
Because it's... No more than 15 players, but in college, you're really only going 8 to 10 deep.
Yep.
I
think the stats that you use are very consistent.
They're very consistent.
You know, what you want. You want, you know, the three-point shooting, the free-throw shooting, the regular field
goal. Exactly.
Like, you know, it's like, okay, sweet.
And right now, baseball's kind of going through this changeover of, you know, OPS is more important now than the batting average and all this other
weird
stuff.
You're going to score a game anyway, so you're at a baseball game. You're mm-hmm. going to score it personally, so it's like, okay, how do I want my charts? Like, I remember the first time that I produced the CWS, and Kevin was there, and he'll have a lot of his baseball stuff on note cards. And so he'll have, like, the batter note card, and he'll have the pitcher note card, and then he just flips through the note cards, and that's how he does it. But he also keeps score. And so I remember when I did baseball, you know, I've done it a few times, and it's like, okay, or softball. I'll be doing some softball this year. And it's like, okay, how do I want to set this up? And, yeah, I always kind of struggle, whereas with basketball, it's, like, easy. I know exactly how I want it to look, how I want it to be set up, et cetera.
Yeah. So there
and
you
that's
go.
That's talking charts.
There's talking inside baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But today... A lot of football, as usual on this show.
Nice.
Steve Sipple's coming up.
Oh.
Mitch Holtis.
Mm. What's up with Mahomes?
Mm-hmm. Apparently he practiced today.
Mm.
And Scott Docterman of The Athletic, who covers Iowa, he did a mailbag this week that triggered Husker fans.
See, now I didn't see this. I missed this.
Well, and that's what has led to today's poll question that we will get into, inspired by Mr. Docterman.
Awesome.
And also inspired by Mr. Sipple. Because Mr. Sipple earlier this week in a column for On Three said that this is more of a reset, not a rebuild. Mm. Scott Docterman today, when assessing all the team's chances in the Big Ten West, said it was just a brief one sentence.
It was a
deal.
Throwaway line.
Yeah, it was kind of a throwaway line that Nebraska was, quote, starting from scratch, to which some Husker fans took offense to.
Okay.
So we have asked you the question, which of these terms would you use to describe what kind of a job Matt Rhule has in year one at Nebraska? Is it a rebuild? Is it a reload? Is it a reset? Is it starting from scratch? And we'll get you the results here in just a little bit. But it's also inspired by Sip, who also brought up the term reset.
Plus, I want to ask Sipple about summer, because he wrote something that I saved this last week because it blew my mind. And he had something to say about Major League Baseball games and how much he enjoys them that I think that you will like as well.
And that is your Roofaries starting lineup, powered by the Roofaries at John Higgins WeatherGuard. Also, Dumb Debates. So a fun, new, exciting program for you. And we'll retweet the poll question for you here momentarily so you can vote if you haven't done so already. The Zone deal this week is for Story's Coffee Company. They have three locations, Omaha, Gretna, or Western Nebraska, as Josh calls it, mm-hmm. Midtown Crossing, 114th and Davenport. Story's Coffee serves premium coffee. We need to change that, by the way. It says three locations, Omaha, Gretna, Midtown Crossing, and 114th and Davenport.
That's true.
Four locations.
That is four.
I'm assuming the 114th and Davenport is the Omaha location.
Hmm.
Just something I noticed.
Yeah, who
See,
wrote
I'm turning
this copy,
over a
Nick?
New leaf. Last year, I would have just blasted it and said, who wrote this stuff?
Nick,
this is
you're
garbage.
An idiot.
This is stupid.
You're
and then
a piece
I'd make
of poop.
Fun of it. I'd misread it intentionally. But this year, I'm like, you know, maybe we could consider changing that. That was my New Year's resolution.
Wow, turning wow. over a new leaf.
Anyway, you can get five $10 vouchers for only $25 to Story's Coffee. They go on sale this Friday at 1620thezone.com.